I spoke to him on the phone 2 months ago, and he sounded for about 10 minutes exactly the same as the Donald Trump I've known for 20 years. So I'm not sure that I've personally seen any evidence of this dementia you're talking about. But I guess my question for you would be, did you express the same public warnings about Joe Biden?
Well, I think the difference was they were hiding Joe Biden from us. So we really
weren't hiding him from us on television. I mean, I wrote a number of columns, for example, for the New York Post, in which I said there is clear evidence that Biden is suffering serious cognitive decline, which looks to me like the early onset of dementia. I did this repeatedly for 2 years. I'm not even a psychologist. But I'm just curious whether you ever publicly expressed any concerns about Biden's cognitive ability while he was president.
Well, I think that we missed that one, to be honest, especially for those of us who didn't have close contact with him. But
you saw nothing about Joe Biden in public life during the last 2 years of his presidency, which as a psychologist made you think he had any cognitive issues whatsoever.
Well, I think the shocking moment was the debate.
Yeah, but before the debate.
Right. Well, unlike Trump, who's so out there with his cognitive deficits, as I'm saying, I think that his handlers were doing a very good job of keeping him out of the
public. Biden was talking to dead people in audiences. He was falling over all the time. He was talking complete gibberish half the time. He looked to me half zombie-like for the last 2 years of his tenure. I suppose the point I would make to you, Dr. Gardner, is it's hard to escape the suspicion that you are politically motivated rather than medically motivated, because for years, we all watched Biden's obvious cognitive decline unravel on the most public stage imaginable.